Okay, that's all I have to tell one for you, Joe. Steve Blair and Chris Miles. Hello, everyone. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? I hope you can hear me, because we have been having technical difficulties all friggin' hour. But if you can, hey, this is the fabulous Professor Christopher Miles. I'm talking to you right now. This is the Welcome to the Bleed Blue Show. All right. This is unusual. Okay, we have no sound, but we're going to work on it anyway. We're going to work right through it. All right. Nonetheless, hey, I'm Christopher Myers. My big blue partner in crime, Steve, isn't here right now. He's having a big old time eating ribs and doing his thing. That's all good. Let him have it because, you know, we're still giant faithful nonetheless. 929-477-4171 is your calling number to the Bleed Blue Show. You press the number one button on your touchtone phone if you want to be live on the air for any questions, any comments. Now, you can also listen, or you can call in the Bleed Blue Show live broadcast and chat room by Skype. And that's on the BTR live stream. You can follow the show on Twitter and Instagram, and I'll give you all of that later. All right, man. We are Giants faithful. You know that. I don't have to explain that to y'all. You know how it goes. We do this every Sunday at 6 o'clock. We cry, yell, plead, scream. We do what we do every week about this time. And we, you know, sometimes there's a theme, sometimes they're not. So I'm going to do a little something different this time. This time, my question is, what do we expect so far, just based on whatever happened so far, whatever you've seen in camp, whatever you've heard, whatever you've, you know, noticed of the draft, what do you expect this year? If you're a Bleed Blue fan, you know. What do you know? What do you expect for the Giants this year? What are you looking at? Let's start with 719, and let's see what he wants. 719, what's up?
What's up, man? How we doing?
Who we talking to?
That's Robbie, man.
Hey, Robbie, I didn't even see your name up here, man. Yeah, you know what? We're going to have to do something about that. See, I told you we had technical difficulties the whole time. Tell us, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling all right, dude. Pretty long day.
I'm going to start right off. I'm not going to go through all the intros and all that. What do we expect? What are you looking for? Everybody got 3 minutes. And also, by the way, all callers, look. If you got noise in the background, you're going to get muted, bro, because we need to hear this. We only do this once, 1 hour every week for about maybe 2 more months before I go crazy and say, okay, I can't take it no more. You know, mini camp is here, blah, 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 blah. So, yo, mute your phones if you got a lot of noise in the background. Go ahead, Rob. Talk to me, babe.
All right, man. Well, personally, I expect, you know, like what everybody wants, Super Bowl 50. But ultimately, you know, I have to improve, you know, under Spags. And I expect Eli to have a good year, you know, playing out his contract. And ultimately, I want to see Odell Beckham. You know, I want to see him, obviously, like we all. And one of my biggest things, which a lot of people are forgetting, I want to see Reuben Randle have a breakout year, man. I want to see that.
It's about time. I agree with you.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
You
notice he never really was replaced yet. Not really.
Yeah.
They draft low on his ass, but, you know, they have faith. Actually, he's a... You know what? It's funny. We don't see what we want to see out of him on the field, but he's not exactly a locker room cancer either. Everybody loves him.
Yeah,
for sure.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, so, you know, come on. Give us 50 catches and 1,000 yards. What's your take on that? What do you think?
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. I think that receiving core can be nice, especially if Cruz comes back. Cruz.
Oh, my goodness. And then, you know, we have a tight end battle again for the third straight year. That's promising to be, you know, pretty heady. You know, Donnell won last year, but we got some catch and cap too, don't we, Rob?
Oh, hell yeah, man. I'm just ready to go, man. You know, 16 weeks is way too long. Let's just get it going, dude.
Man, you ain't never lied. I ain't never lied. Bruh, I'm excited. I'm excited. And I know you are too, man. Even though it's still May. And the last time he played football this early was in the USFL, and that was before you was probably born, man. And that's a long time ago, man. But
yeah,
nonetheless, let's keep it going. We're going to do a real nice round table show today. I still got you. I got you all day. 929-477-4171. That was Rob. What's up, Sam? Talk to me, baby. What you expect?
Man, like you guys, man, I just want to get the season started, man. It's just too much talking, too much all this other stuff going on. I just want to see some action, man. And, you know, I guess the OTAs and all that whet my appetite for a little bit, you know. Good thing is we're about to start hitting the month of June, the end of next week. And once you get to June, you know what that means. That means, you know, July's right around the corner, which is the start of training camp. So, you know, that's when the juice really get to going, when I know it's time to report for training camp. And I'm like, yeah, then it's almost here, because I know it's about 2 or 3 weeks before that first preseason game. And then by that time, I'm lathered up.
That's what I'm talking about. Phil, don't go nowhere, man, because I got a question for you, too. It's like I'm asking the same question as I got for Rob. So chill out for a second, Rob. Stay right there.
No problem.
I wonder who this is in the 404 right here. Tell me about it. You talk to us. Talk to us. You know what's up. What's
Peace
up,
and blessings, fellas. What's going on, man? What's going on?
What's up?
That is the big O, ladies and gentlemen. What's happening?
Chilling, man. I'm all right, too, man. Hey, I'm feeling just like y'all, fellas, man. You know, I'm ready to get up, man, and see what's going on. But I really don't want Beckham to do too much in this preseason. He don't really got to do too much. Just go over film.
Right, I agree.
You know, show up with your helmets and shorts. You know what I'm saying? Stretch with the team. I think those type of players, man, you just don't want to wear. BD is out. It's not a great big deal to me. I mean, I've seen some people was pretty really hurt about that, but it happens, man. Thank God it wasn't.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
I was going to get to that.
It could be worse.
You
but you know,
the,
I know
you're
going to
mess up the whole stuff.
I'm sorry, I won't even touch it no more. I just leave it alone. I'll let you ask the question. I'm sorry, it leaked out. It leaked out. It's all good.
It's all good.
Yo, Sim, I'm telling you, Sim, I bought the candles. I lit up the candles. I'm looking at the candle. I'm like, what is going on, man? This shit is not working. Come on.
The candles
man,
went
gotta,
wrong, bro. They
you
did you dirty.
Know, I don't know. I might have to get the little Santa Maria, man, and the incense and the rosy beads to go with the candle, man.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. I couldn't believe it, man. I'm like, already? Oh.
But what you looking forward to, though? Big O, what are you looking forward to? What do you expect? I mean, the question was to Robbie and the Sim already. What do you expect? Let me just put it this way. What do you want to happen that hasn't happened? Realistically, without any reservations, what do you want to happen with us this year that will check people, let me just put it this way, for lack of a better term, check people the fuck up, actually. Thank you.
Well, you know, Flowers is going to play. I mean, BD.
Yes, he is.
He was the starter. But I think Flowers was going to win that battle in that competition right there. So it's now it's your job, man. You got to get out there and perform and make it happen. You know, you have Marshall Newhouse that played a lot of games too. That's good at that left tackle as a backup. You know, you got Schwartz that can play both sides. So you know, I wasn't really sick about that, man. That O line is going to be awesome, man. If that kid,
yes, they are.
I'm telling you, from the Canadian League. Come in there, Brent Jones. Come in there, man, and I'm thinking he'll win that center spot, and Rich Berg will be at guard because he's nasty. I would love Rich Berg at guard stay at left guard. I'm telling you, man. And we have we'll keep Flowers at that left tackle, and then that right tackle, man. You know, we can move around. We can shift that around, man. It don't really have to be side. I think Hart might do something. We never know. Bobby Hart might step up and be that guy. We never know. That's where he played, man. That's where he's good at. You know, you never know. It's open, but I'm not going to be because Justin Pugh, he's going to guard, man. You got to put him back. You got to put him at guard.
You got
to. You got
to, yeah.
You got to put him at guard. You put him at guard, we're going to have a serious, serious line. I'm not worried about that line, but other than that, man, I'm just ready to go, man. I'm ready to go. Beckham needs to show up in helmets and shorts for practice. I don't want him. This injury bug is just. I think he works out. He's doing his job, man. He's working out. He's staying active. That's all you need, man. Just study them books.
But Big O, I'm gonna take you one further. I'm gonna take you one further. Big O, I'm gonna take you one further before I bring the next call on. I don't want him returning punch this year, man. Sorry.
No, you're
right. He's gotta get out of that business.
You're right.
He's gotta get out of that business completely. He can't do that.
Come on. I don't think that's gonna. I really don't. I really don't think that's going to happen.
I hope
that's
not.
Why we just
I don't
want
to do nothing else.
That's why we picked up that guy from Dallas. Why we were picking him up?
Sweet.
Come on, man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to make that clear.
Well, fellas, you know what I think it's going to be like? I think it's going to be like how Philly had it a couple years ago when they only used Jackson at certain points in the game where they felt like they needed a big return and to turn the momentum of the game. They might put him in there. But he's not going to be the every, you know, like pretty much the every down punt returner when it's a fourth down. But I believe they're using the spots here and there where they feel like, all right, we need a big return, we need this drop field position, so we're gonna put him back there and see what he can do for us. But ain't no way in hell he's gonna be back there all
season. I don't want him out there
at
all.
You know why I don't like those situations? Because no matter what, when if you put him there, he's gonna be a target. He's gonna be a target no matter what. That's what happened to Jason Sanborn that year when we lost him. He just became a target. Like, everybody going to want a shot, man, and you just don't want that type of heat on that dude. He's already a beast out there in receivers. Let him be that beast. You put him out there and somebody come, a wild young kid, come out and get a lucky, excellent shot and put him out, and then there we go. We don't never have the second that we had again. And I'm tired of that, man.
Hold up. What you think about that, Rob?
What I think about Dwayne Harris?
Yeah.
No, yeah, well, okay, man, them too. Well, I mean, what do you think about, basically the question is, what do you think about not using Odell to return punts and keep him right there where he's at?
Because
I just wanted to take on that because we all in the concert with that. Yeah, good.
Yeah, well, I have my phone muted because I don't want any background noise, but signed Dwayne Harris for $17.5 million, man, as a kick-slash-punt returner. Let him do his damn job and put him a kick-slash-punt returner. You know, Odell's Odell's our star receiver, man. Keep him at receiver because, you know, the injury bug, like you said, you know, we're lighting up the candles. We're doing whatever we can to make sure our players stay healthy. Why put someone like Odell Beckham Jr. at risk? Because that's a risky spot, man. They're flying down the field and they're popping each other. So I'm not saying don't make it sound like I'm saying Dwayne Harris, you know, needs to take the injuries. All I'm saying is, you know, keep Odell out of that and let Dwayne Harris do his job.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Let the Madden people earn their money. 917. What's happening? Talk to me. What's going on, yo?
Yo, Chris. What's up, man? Smallo. What's going on?
What's up, Milo? How you
How's
feeling,
going,
man? Yo? Talk to me. What you want out of your boys this year?
Well, the number one thing is health, definitely, because it seems like that's been a problem for us and making it to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm glad that they finally addressed the offensive line because that's the thing that's been pissing me off for years. It's like they would not address that because Eli needed that protection. So, you know, with Eric Flowers, even though I wanted that other guy, I was hoping that we were going to get that the Redskins took.
Sheriff.
Yeah, that guy looks like, that guy looks like, yeah, you come get my quarterback, I'm going to send you back. But, you know, Flowers seems like he'll be like a good condition, and you know, for us, you know, anything that's new, I'm just glad that they finally woke up about that because Eli, as far as I was concerned, was paying the last few seasons was spending most of his time on his back, and that's why he had so many interceptions because he had to rush his passing. If he's not getting protected, then what do you expect him to do? You know, he can't be effective that way. And, of course, I'm looking forward to finally Victor Cruz and Odell Beckham Jr. being together. I can't wait to see that. It's like that's what killed me last season. You really didn't get to see those two guys, but at least Odell Beckham was able to emerge without Cruz. Even though Cruz is more of a slant receiver. I'm telling you, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I'm still in basketball mode a little bit. You know, the playoffs are boring as hell.
Right.
But because they're just handing it to LeBron and Steph. But anyway.
Yeah, there's no Knicks. I ain't looking anywhere.
Yeah. This is horrible. But I'm just saying, I'm just really looking forward to seeing the squad coming out. I really believe the Giants are going to make it to the playoffs this year.
Okay. I expect it.
And yes, I agree with you guys too. I don't want Odell Beckham doing any punt returns. I mean, what?
Hell no.
We got to try to keep our people healthy as much as we can, because besides some questionable stuff that's been happening, it's mostly been injuries that's been going on with the Giants, and we got to try to keep our boys healthy.
That's right. What I expect is for Coughlin to go ahead and give Spags and McAdoo free reign to do what they feel is best in a certain situation, and then defer to him only when shit is tight. That's all I'm going to say right there. That what I just said speaks volumes, okay? Because, you know, Coughlin is from the old school, man. He's from the what I say goes, that's how I'm going to do it. You're a coordinator. This is the play I want run. But that's not that might not be conducive. And Big O said that like a million times. So is Steve. That's not really conducive to the athleticism of today's athlete, man. You got other things going on here. And you know, you got to really play. If you know your players, and the coordinator, obviously, he's in the mix. He knows what – not only does he know the plays, but he knows his personnel. He knows how they're hurting. Then he knows their strengths and weaknesses. He knows what they're capable of. Defer to that. These guys are different this time. This isn't the 1950s where, you know, the coordinator just ran the plays in. These guys are coaches now, you know. And Spags, also contrary to popular belief, well, you know, he was there before. Yeah, he was lucky when he got those guys. It was a miracle, blah, blah, blah. But he went elsewhere, and he became a head coach, and he didn't do very well. And I would argue that experience that he's gotten since he left us, it's more of a strength than a weakness, okay? Mm-hmm. I think we have a head coach as a defensive coordinator that's ready to rock and roll. And also our offensive coordinator also has a ring anyway. So he must have been doing something great too. But that's what's happening with that. That's the end of that story. 929-477-4171. Look, that's what we expected, but let's start with Robbie. Yo, what – who's our breakout player this year? Who's going to surprise us? Who's going to come out and go, who's going to knock us the fuck out? Who?
Who I think is going to come in and have a high impact?
Yep.
Dwayne Harris.
Tell me why.
The reason why I said it is, one, you know, he's a big receiver. He's a big threat. Because when he was in Dallas, he was kind of more a transitional player, you know, as we said, kick and punt returner. But when you look at him, whenever he would come in, man, he had big playability. He was nice.
Right.
You know, he could get up, he would get him, and he would break people's freaking ankles. For his size, dude, I like him. And can't forget about Jeremy Davis, man, our fifth-round pick. I'm telling you, man, that's going to be one of the steals of this draft.
Talk to me about him. Why? He's a fifth-rounder coming out.
But look.
Real quick.
A lot of the people were saying that the only reason why he fell back, he would have been like a top pick, not like a, you know, 15, but a top pick. But he had to get laser eye surgery because his vision was bad. And that took him off the field for a whole year. So he lost a lot of that playing time. But a lot of people, like they, at rookie camp, the coaching staff and everything said that he was really impressed. You know, he was playing really good football. And they said they reminded him of, what's his name? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Who did they say that they remind him of? That he reminds them of. What was his name?
You lost me.
You know what I'm talking about?
Basically, they're just
saying that they think he's going to be pretty good. But we'll have to see, man. I'm just excited. We have a deep, deep receiver.
Oh, I am too. Absolutely. Film, talk to me, babe. Same question. You know, who are you looking out to have a breakout season and really go off or something like that? That nobody's looking at, or maybe they are looking at him and they're just sleeping on him. What you thinking?
I'm looking at my man Odigizuwa to come up big this year, man, and surprise a lot of people. You figure you got Big Hank. You're going to have JPP playing for a contract. You know. Who knows what we're going to get inside next to him, but you figure if you slide Ayers or somebody in there, being the least accomplished out of all of the players,
he should probably be the one to get the one-on-one. And, you know, just from what I've seen, he may not have the explosive speed all the way, but he can definitely get off the ball. And the dude is relentless, man, because it was a couple of plays where he got stopped in the beginning, but just continuing to chase the quarterback and chase the play. And, you know, honestly, we haven't had that a lot with a lot of our linemen, man. And he definitely, one thing he does in the run game is he sets the edge, and you're not getting outside of him. So I love that. If he can come in and do that, and they mix, you know, they get him in there and get him learning the pass rush a little bit more, I think he could be, you know, a breakout star, much kind of how, like, Tuck became for us in that first Super Bowl run, because, he barely played. He barely played. He was there on rundown, and then the playoffs came, and boom, the light fully went off, and that was it. That was all she wrote. We had a defensive captain and a starter for quite a few years after that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Big O, same question.
Man, it's who's going to be the breakout player to me this year? I mean, I already know Beckham is going to try to break up, smash these numbers, so I know he's going to do his thing, so we already know he did his breakout, but I think it's going to be on defense, man. I think it's going to be on defense, man. I think somebody's going to be so – I'm talking about – and I'm praying to God is Collins, but this guy we picked up in the – what it was, the fifth round? Was it the fifth or the sixth round we picked him up? This cornerback, not our corner, but safety.
Bennett?
I forgot the dude's name. What was his name?
Wait, who?
No,
we just picked him up.
Hold on,
Jesus, I don't forgot his name already. Jeez. Had a nice little highlight where we picked him up in what? I think it was the fifth round, right?
Let me see.
Yeah, I lost his dude's name.
Jeremy Davis.
Say it again.
Is that Thompson from Texas? No, it's Thompson. I think it's going to be a first, man, with two young guys just running that backfield, man, and you cannot throw on them, I'm telling you. And I think we lucked up on it, man. I'm just praying it happens, but I'm hoping it's Collins. But I think that boy Thompson, man, is going to do something, man.
Thompson's going to play corner, though, dude.
You think so?
Wow.
I think he's going to play like the whole play the last couple of years, Chris. They're going to use him as a safety, the base safety on first and second down and on third down for obvious passing down.
Like a slot corner.
They'll probably slot him down into the slot since we really don't have a guaranteed slot corner. And then maybe you bring a guy like Burhey or Cooper Taylor or Bennett Jackson, whoever else makes the team as a safety. And they're the third safety and they're playing up high. Even Collins, man, there was talk that they might use him as, you know, as a sub-package linebacker with that speed and that size that he has, so, you know, to maximize it in our defense. So I believe our defense, we're going to have a top-10 offense come hell or high water. I would say if the running game improves with the offensive line, it's going to be top 5. As long as we have a top-15 defense, we'll be good. So the defensive side of the ball is my biggest thing, but I believe we'll get it going, man. I'm just excited, man. I have optimism. I know a lot of people are like, damn, they haven't done nothing in the last couple of years. What are you so optimistic to be about? But,
don't listen to them. They don't bleed blue.
You know, I'm
don't
just
listen to them.
Like,
they
listen,
don't
man,
bleed blue.
You know, I'm realistic. I'm not expecting Spagnuolo to come back here and be Moses and part the Red Sea and shit. But, I mean, you can't get much worse, you know, after Perry Fuel. And, you know, I know a lot of people say that he was a good coach. Which, you know, I guess it might be true. He might have been, you know, good in the classroom or whatever the case may be. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, when your play calls ain't working, the execution ain't working. You can't just, we're going to execute even if they know what we're doing. Nah, man, you got to be flexible and you got to give your players ownership of the defense and say, well, you know, we can make this correction, we can make that correction. What are you seeing? You know, what do you think I can do? Give me some input, and then you go from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I know Steve really didn't agree with it, but, you know, we and him had a real big back and forth about the fact that, you know, Burhe felt like he could communicate a little bit easier with Spagnuolo than he couldn't communicate with, you know, with Fuel. And, you know, I was trying to tell Steve, like,
mm-hmm.
listen, man, at the end of the day, the communication is a big key. If you feel, like, comfortable to talk to your coach, that's, you know what I mean? That's a big thing because it's like, all right, I got a little bit of ownership out of this. He's not just going to brush me off like, oh, you know, I'm a rookie. There's that in the third. I'm making plays. I mean, he got to be a player because he made plays on special teams. So, I mean, you got to give him an opportunity to make a dip on defense, man, and he wouldn't do it for whatever reasons. But, you know, the one thing I can say about Spagnuolo is he doesn't care if you're a rookie or a 10-year vet. He's going to put the best 11 on the field. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we had a dude like James Butler, man, who was an undrafted free agent at safety. And then the next year we had a seventh-round draft pick, Michael Johnson, starting at safety. So he's not allergic to starting young guys and having them play key roles on the defense. So, you know, and I know a lot of people give him flack for the lack of success outside of New York. And, you know, a lot of people thought that with him coming back and not having the same players, his system wouldn't be as effective. But like I was telling the man, in 08, he didn't have straight hand. He retired. And a lot of people forgot. O.C. Umenyiora blew his knee out in that third preseason game against the Jets.
Yep.
So you're talking about two of your top pass rushers. And the Giants were still second in the NFL with 43 sacks that year. And we had a top five defense. And had Cheddar Bob not shot himself in the leg, we were going back to back. They can say what they want.
He blew out back to back, man.
But Marlo, same thing. Talk to us.
But really, one of the things I'm looking at is our three running backs, Jennings, Williams, and Vereen. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, you know, with Flowers, and again, now we have our two guys with Odell Beckham and with Victor Cruz causing so much attention, I'm expecting these guys to really have some sort of impact on the game. I know running backs can do but so much, but with these three guys, they have an opportunity to, like, really do something because so much attention is going to be paid to our wide receivers that we could really should be able to mix it up now because our running game hasn't been that great the past few seasons. And, you know, with these three guys, I'm hoping something comes out of it that they, because, you know, I think Jennings is, you know, he's a good back. I mean, I still miss Bradshaw, I must admit that, but I still think Jennings is a good back. And
he's a free agent, Bradshaw's a free agent, though, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what I'm saying. I just really feel that our running backs should really have not only a good season, you know, our whole offense, I'm just really looking forward to because I think it's going to be pretty high. Defense, again, I'm not really sure, but, you know, if anything, I'm just expecting our running backs to make some noise really this year, along with our receivers. But they're going to be like the surprise, I think, out of the season because you know what you're going to get from Odell and from Victor Cruz. But these guys, I just hope they really step up. And I'm expecting something them to be the breakouts.
There's no excuse with the line we have. We still have a strong ass line. You know,
yeah,
I know
we got Flowers too.
We got Flowers too. You know what? It's going to be all right. My breakout player. Look, everybody. I know I'm preaching to the choir with you guys, but to the laymen out there that are listening to Bleed Blue podcast, Landon Collins is mad as hell. Okay. He mad as hell that he hasn't been a top five player. I mean, in the draft, he's upset about that. He expressed it. He's a disappointment constantly in not being in the top 32. He is motivated. He is hyped. He is angry. I think we are going to see a show. We are going to see a show from this cat. This dude is going to come in here, and he already, my uncle used to have this saying about, something about I need to choose. I can give out a whip ass or or I can give out bubble gum, and I'm fresh out of bubble gum, something like that. He's that dude right now. He is ready, I'm telling you, barring injury, because we always got to say that. Let me knock on this wood right here. Barring injury, I'm picking the early rookie of the year at, right now as Landon Collins, who will come out immediately and just destroy shit. I don't want to hear about, well, you know, he's only a box player. You never know what he's – fuck that. He is going to really be instrumental, and he's going to be – you know, it helps when you got a guy like that out there, man, because Akamura is coming back strong. DRC is coming back strong. He's already, you know. Our front line is okay. They look a little iffy. They look a little iffy, but I think they can play. I think they've got enough to handle this. You know, I'm not into the Dallas Cowboy overhypedness right now. Well, we know we got star players. Jerry Jones is able to do this. Jerry Jones is able to do that. You know, I don't know what Philly's doing, but it ain't going to work. And also, I don't care about the Redskins right now because, you know, who cares? That's it. But I do know
they're dysfunctional.
Aren't they? But I do know what's happening up in North Jersey. You know, I do know what's happening in North Jersey. These cats is ready. All right, next question, and I got it for everybody. We talked about breakout star. We talked about what we expect, because I want to keep it going forward. I mean, we just had two or three nostalgia shows already. But who do you want, if you can decide this, who do you want to step up? Which is a different question from breakout star. Who do you want to come back in and say, yo, I was off a little bit, I had my moment. It's sort of like what Brady did last year. Brady actually appeared last year. I dogged him out during this time about a year ago, about, yo, we got to get rid of them. We got to get rid of them. We got to find out what we can do about this money that we paid him, blah, blah, blah. And then he showed up. He actually did. I wouldn't say it was a Pro Bowl season, but damn. You know, he told the line. You know, he manned up. He did well. What do you expect this year? Let me start with Robbie.
Who do I expect, man? Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie.
That's a good one.
Talk to me. I think that's a good one.
We signed him to a fat, fat contract, and we signed him to be, you know, that superstar lockdown Pro Bowl quarterback. You know, say what you want, but he wasn't last year, you know. He wasn't at all.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, I want him to come back in this year, you know, say, you know, I'm looked at as one of the best in this league. It's time to play like it, man. I want to see him on the caliber, you know, Richard Sherman and them, man. I believe in him, and I'm ready to see it. I'm ready to see him take off.
Wow. Beautiful pick. Beautiful pick. Big O.
Yeah, I echo that, man. That's it right there. Come on, man. You got paid that money, man. You got injured. You had some injuries. You had to pay through a nagging injury, so I'm going to give you that. So hopefully this year he can come back and do something. But who I want to come out this year and say, put your damn foot in your mouth, because I heard all the shit about I don't have no field vision, I'm not patient, I'm not this. I want Williams to come out as a running back and destroy shit.
Oh, yes.
That's what I want.
That's a very good
thing. That's
what I
want. I want that boy to come out, because he is tough. He's a rock. He runs with so much heart, and I can see it in him. He wants to have that. Man, if this guy can have that Tiki Barber vision, I mean, just and learn how to come off those blocks and have patience, he's going to be awesome. That's who I want to have a breakout year and say, last year I was off a little bit. I was a little patient. I couldn't read. I didn't do this. But this year, I got it, man. I got you. Shut up.
He works hard, dude. He works hard.
He does. He works hard. He's first in, first out. I mean, last out.
Right.
He is.
Yep.
That's great. A film, before I get to Marl. A film, same question. Come on, man. You know what the question is. I know you dropped for a minute there, but you back with me, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here.
Hello?
Okay, you didn't hear
Hello?
Did you hear the question? I'm here.
No. What's the question, man?
The question was, damn, I even forgot the question. The question was, who do you want to break out? Step up, man up this year. Can't pick a rookie. Somebody not necessarily disappointed you, but somebody that you really need, that really needs to energize the base, man, so that we can go ahead forward and do what we got to do all the way to February, if possible.
Well, with that, I have two, and they both happen to be on offense. To echo the sentiments of O, the first one is Andre Williams. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year, you saw his field vision improve. And, you know, you saw what he could do once he got that 230-some-odd pound frame rolling. Just ask dude from St. Louis if he could see the license plate of the truck that ran him over. But even bigger than Andre Williams, I don't know if he's going to do it, but if he's going to do it, you figure this would be the year to do it.
I know what you're going to say.
Reuben Randle, man. It got to be Reuben because you know what's going to happen with Beckham and the attention that he's going to get. You know, if Cruz even comes back at 85% of what he is, it's going to be better than most people's 100% in the slot.
Those two guys
right there are going to take the bulk of the attention away from you, and you're going to have a lot of one-on-ones. So you got to make the plays. You can't drop passes like you did against the Arizona Cardinals when you had a touchdown in your hand, and then when the game is meaningless against Philadelphia, you want to ball out at the end of the year. I need to see consistency from him. I don't want to see six catches, 120, and a touchdown 1 week, and then the next week he got two catches for 8 yards, and then you don't hear from him. He need with the offense that's around him, he needs to make his mark. You know what I mean? And he had a pretty decent year number-wise last year, but he didn't make those impact plays to make his presence felt enough the way that he should have earlier in the year. So that's my biggest thing. If he can do that, he'd be fine because, I mean, let's be honest, man. Beckham is going to be the bullseye on everybody's defensive board. Cruz is going to benefit from that. Randle can benefit from that. And he should definitely benefit from a guy like Vereen because, I mean, let's be real. Vereen may not be the best player in the world, but he single-handedly pretty much kept that Patriot drive alive to win that Super Bowl
that he just got. Thank you. Somebody noticed that.
You know what I mean? Listen, with that guy coming out the backfield against linebackers not just going to be able to drop in them zone coverages. So a guy like Randle who, for some reason, he just seems to work good in the middle of the field, whether it's on slants or crosses. Like, that's his area for him to make his money. And if the linebackers can't drop that fast because you got a running back that can catch, it's going to open it up even more for you. I'm expecting big things from him this year. I'm expecting between 850 to 950 yards and about 7 to 8 touchdowns from him because he's going to get there's going to be too much attention to everybody else. Everybody else is getting too much attention. He'd be there. And it's a difference with the entire receiving core as opposed to last year, learning the offense in this. Well, maybe I don't know where to go or how I should line up on this play. You've had a whole season, a whole off season. Right. This is fine-tuning, man. This ain't nothing but getting in the garage, changing your spark plugs, putting in, you know what I'm saying, the synthetic, not the cheap shit, and then you just crank that baby up and you let it roll.
That's right. Okay. Who's up next? Oh, Marlo, come on, man. Answer the same question, dude.
Well, the one guy that I'm really hoping for because I'll always root for him because I think he's unfairly just a lot of times, more scrutinized, is it has to be Eli. You know, I'm hoping.
Damn it, why'd you pick my guy?
Because I was just seeing, you know, because it's pissing me off how I've just seen how Manning was graded NFL's worst quarterback under pressure. And, you know, no one gets disrespect more. I mean, I know it comes with being in New York, but, you know, the guy has done his job, and there's a lot of factors surrounding why he wasn't as good. You know, like I said about our offensive line have been abysmal. We hadn't had much of a running game. But, again, with all these weapons now, it's time for Eli to show and prove.
He's got a lot going for him now, and hopefully that offensive line will make him that he's not running for his life and spending most of the game on his back. So I'm hoping Eli just is able to adjust. I mean, thank God he's durable, or else he'd be out on injury. I can't tell you how many times, as many times as he gets hit. But Eli's the one that I'm hoping is going to just remind people that, you know, he's a two-time Super Bowl champion, and it wasn't that long ago. It wasn't like it was 15 years ago that he won those two titles. So he's capable. Mm-hmm. You know, he just needs the weapons, and he has the weapons now. So, you know, Eli, you got to go out and show and prove. And a little side note on Tom Coughlin, because I'm not sure if you guys know, I wanted Coughlin gone like about at least a year or two ago. So I think he's too out of touch, but he has to do something to try to keep this team motivated, because I just don't feel that his voice is still resonating in that locker room. Maybe when they start winning, there'll be something different. But, you know,
I think he might change
way past the clock, as far as I'm concerned. So we got to see what happens. But, you know, more of anything else, I'm expecting Eli to really show and prove this year.
Right. You know what? He hasn't done any State Farm commercials. You know, he hasn't deflated any damn balls. You know, he hasn't do all of that nonsense. But
he don't deliver pizza
do,
like his brother.
You never see, right? Don't hawk the pizza. You haven't seen him. You haven't seen him in no controversy at all. He hasn't said shit wrong. He hasn't been wrapped up in anything crazy. He hasn't really, he don't really talk. He's like an all shucks kind of country dude if you look at him. All right? But I do know one thing. He's got 5 NFL records. He's won 2 Super Bowls. He hasn't missed a quarterback, a starting quarterback, okay? And I can point to the last 12 years where Drew Brees, his brother Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, all these elite quarterbacks, Tony Romo, all these elite quarterbacks have missed time with injuries, man. He's been hurt. But this cat and his slight little frame, he has been there for 11 years. They said shit.
Mm-hmm.
They started nothing. Just perform. Every fucking day, he showed up. Two-time MVP in the Super Bowl. You know, he's the only goddamn ball player to throw for 4,900 yards and win the Super Bowl the same year. Yeah, nobody's done that before. So let me tell you, I don't think he's ever really gone anyplace. You know, and with this improved offensive line, with the receivers that we have, with the running game that we have bolstered, I think, watch the fuck out.
There you go.
Potentially, without, you know, a barring injury, guys, where's my wood at? You got to say that, man. He's my favorite quarterback, probably, and he's getting very – I've been watching football since 1968. The first football game I ever saw was a Giants game. And let me tell you something. He quite possibly is really close. I always mess with this thought, being a diehard fan. I think he's pretty much my favorite quarterback of all time already, just because of what he's not done. He has not embarrassed himself or the team. He's gone out there and won. They haven't always been pretty. I understand. I know we ain't been to playoffs in 3 years. I got that. All right? But look at the overall resume and tell me, wouldn't you love to see him at quarterback if you're a lineman or a tight end or a receiver and you look up? And you want that dude. You want him. He'll come through with the dude for you. All you got to do is communicate, and that's what these guys are doing. Now he's got all the tools. And trust me, you will not see a 27 interception season this year by that guy. You ain't going to do it. We had hiccups, but we're back now. That's ancient history. 15 minutes left. 929-477-4171. Go ahead, son.
I got to agree with you on that 100%. Mm-hmm. And let me be the first to go out and let me tell you right now, I'm expecting a high 4,000-yard season from him, borderline 5,000, and I'm expecting about 35 to 40 touchdown passes from this kid.
Yeah.
You saw what he did last year.
There you go. He's got too many weapons.
Learning, learning the system, and now if we know anything about Eli, once he knows something and it's just repetition and muscle memory with him, forget about it, Joe. Forget about it. He's going to be there. And that offense will play for him, especially that offensive line, because let's be real. He may not be Romo. He may not be his brother. He may not be Rodgers. But one thing that he doesn't do that those guys do is he fall on the fucking sword. His offensive line was shitty the last 2 years. Did he blame the offensive line? Nah, I need to get the ball out of my hand quicker. I need to make better decisions. And people don't understand. Your offensive lineman will break their fucking neck to protect you when you take heat for them when it's not deserved. Everybody knew he had a shitty line, but he continuously takes the bullet for the team and the offense when the offensive line wasn't good. And now with this young offensive talent, trust and believe, we're going to be good. I just hope and pray. They're going to have Flowers at left tackle. I want them to keep Schwartz at left guard because I want that mass of humanity just mauling people in the run game. I want to see 6'6", 340 and 6'6", 330 leading the way for 265-pound Heinowski to lead the way for 235-pound Andre Williams. That's a whole mass of humanity coming at
that's
you
crazy
speed. And if they give that boy any type of a hole where he can come through hitting at a top speed, ain't a safety in the world. Not even Cam Chancellor.
Oh, no.
Nobody going to want to come downhill and see that boy running that hard.
Yeah, man. Jennings
go sign on that, Robbie. Robbie, talk to me about that. And then Big O tomorrow. Go ahead.
I mean, I thought the same thing.
Say something. Go ahead.
You can have your own opinion. I'm not a big fan of Rashad Jennings, just a personal opinion. I think the depth chart should go Williams, because Williams, as we've all said, you know, the kid's constantly in the gym, man. He's constantly working. He's interacting with the fans all the time, man. He loves the team. He loves the game. And, you know, we all know he's a freaking monster, man. He runs everybody over. You know, and like the other guy was saying, put him behind freaking Eric Flowers and bye. He's off.
That's massive right there. That's craziness.
Yeah, that's two monsters coming at you, man. No one wants to hit that. So I think Williams should get to start week one. I think Chamberlain should be more of like a receiving back, and then Jennings should be behind Williams. But I mean, that's just my personal opinion. You know, I don't make the depth chart. But,
that's a good opinion. That's a good opinion. Go ahead, Big O. You saying?
Yo, I echo that, but. You know who really needs to really give we're forgetting this guy who really needs to step up and have the JPP, man. JPP needs to play for the – and people said, he played. He had a great – he had an all right season to me. The beast mode, I'm talking about JPP. Mm-hmm. Now we have no excuses. You got some young guys here. We got some guys that can rotate. Now it's time, and you got a defensive coordinator that's going to kind of let you anchor this thing and, you know, let you young guys make some calls out there, shift when you want to move around. So you need to do something. You need to be that guy that we thought you was going to be, because I ain't going to lie, man. The last couple of years I was a little disappointed, and we always had an excuse for, you know, injuries, yada, yada, this and that. Now I'm following you, dude, and you look like you're so super healthy. You're ready to rock. Let me knock on wood. Let's just hope not what a freak injury don't break our back, you know. So shut up. So JPP need to step up, but that offense, Pastor, shut up.
Hey,
shut
man.
Up.
I agree with you, O.
Sorry about that, fellas. He gets a little pissed off when we're talking about
it. It's all good. He has a JPP.
About the JPP is her favorite player. And she gets a little pissed off when you talk about him.
Good, Marlo.
It's funny because before I was going to mention Eli, I was going to say the same thing about JPP, because JPP has kind of been, I know he had a lot of injury and issues, you know, the last few seasons, but he hasn't really been able to make an impact. And I know he's still capable of doing that. So I'm hoping to see that he does, at least on the defensive end, because I like it when, you know, the Giants were that intimidating defense, you know, and he could kind of put his mark on it to get those boys thinking about this is how we're supposed to do this stuff. So if he could at least get back some of his legs and some of his activity,
you know, and again, barring injury, then he's definitely somebody I want to see on the defensive side show up, because he's been relatively quiet these last few seasons. So I'm hoping to hear something from him myself.
Wow. Okay. Now, who was it that said earlier? I'm trying to figure out who it was. I think it was you or Tim that said we obviously going to have a top five offense, but the defense could be top 16. Am I quoting you right?
Yes, sir. Definitely, y'all mm-hmm. quoting me right.
Okay.
Because they showed a graphic, man, on TV not too long ago that you know, most of the teams, if you got at least a top 10 offense, you only need your defense to be in the top half of the league.
Really?
Right. Oh, my God. We got a good team, man. We got a really good team. You know, I don't understand why we feel like we have this air of rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
We had it last year. It don't fit right. You know, we're not rebuilding. We're just trying to get it together. That could be two different things. And, yes, we were all concerned, you know, going into the draft about, well, actually after the season ended, damn, what are we going to do with Outro? You know, what are we going to do with JPP? Is Beeson coming back? Is McClain good enough to hang out with us? Mute your mic, somebody. Is Ayers going to really be healthy? I still don't trust Colin Jenkins, but that's me. Okay. I'm just going to say that.
Me too.
All right.
Me too.
Okay. I don't trust him at all. And I think we could have gone for a defensive tackle, but I ain't going to bring that up. I'm trying to stay positive. But because I think he's a big ass eyesore there. But we have a really look, that defense will do well, very well, if we got a killer offense. And I think we got one.
Right.
I think we got one. You gotta be afraid. If you're a defensive coordinator, opposing defensive coordinator, and you know you got Beckham and a healthy Cruz on either side, and you got
mm-hmm.
Ruben in the slot. You got Andre Williams, and you got let's just say Anachi, man, because I gotta agree with who was that? Who said that they don't trust Ruben Randle? Was that you, Robbie? I don't either. I don't know what I'm gonna get with him. Sometimes he looks golden. Sometimes I just don't know what's happening. But I do know one thing. We have a really good team here. And
much better than
Yeah. And we're not trying to be overly optimistic, man. We just know, for real, looking at the paper, looking at the capabilities, listening to the coaches now, Spack's presence is going to pay dividends for the New York Giants, man. You got to believe that. He's ready. He got something to prove. Collins has something to prove. Beeson has something to prove. You know, DRC has something to prove. Prince has something to prove. These guys, if everybody has something to prove and you got that kind of motivated kind of leadership, you're going to look good. You are. And we still haven't talked about Kennard. We haven't talked about JT Thomas. You know, we got guys in the wing.
JT
like
Thomas
Kuhn.
Is my boy. JT Thomas is my boy.
Tell me about it real quick.
That's
what about
my boy, man.
What about you? Tell us about
he
your boy.
He is freaking determined, man. He is the guy that's going to go out there every day. And, you know, when you think of him, you think of a hard-hitting linebacker, right, and a coverage linebacker. With him, man, he goes after that ball. He's a freaking ball hawk, dude. He had a fumble against – he got Eli to fumble this year when we played him. You know, he
sure did. Don't remind me.
Yeah, he was talking earlier, and he was saying how he wants to lead the NFL in takeaways this year, man, and he can do it. He had 3 picks last year, man. He's 2 forced fumbles. I'm telling you, man, him, Devin Kennard, and John Beeson, that'll be mean. I'm telling you, man.
Why do we got him? Why do we have him?
Why do we have him, man? We have him because we see the potential in him, man. I'm telling you, the Giants, we need someone that can cover, that can hit, and that can catch. And we got that in him, man. I'm telling you. We got all 3 of those things in him. And he's going to go out there next to Devin Kennard, and they're going to put in work. I'm telling you, dude.
I look forward to that.
Damn, that sounds good. I didn't even know that. You're teaching me something right now.
Yeah, because I don't really pay attention to him.
Okay. 929-477-4171. Big O, you gonna co-sign on any of this, bro, or what?
Yo, what we really need, I just hope this year Coughlin kind of, you know, the story changes. He relaxed, switched up his style of coaching, loose now, kind of like that Pete Carroll role right now. I just hope he can just let this team just rock and roll instead of being this, just have everybody on this edge. And you know, since Perry Fuel is gone, we got Spags back, everybody can just rock, man. Because I really think right now we're on the good side of that. All these changes, all these people playing for contracts and all this stuff, we're on the good side of all that. So I'm just ready to sit back, kick that stand up on my lazy boy, and watch this thing come together, man. But I wanted to say one quick thing, too. If, God forbid, this blows up in our face and we suck. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I can't take too much more.
You know, you have all this hope, all this intent, and then this
don't break my heart.
Blows up in our face.
Why do you bring that? Why you say that, man? This
the Yankees, the Knicks, and the Giants.
I am trying. and there you go, Marlo. I'm trying to really put a real positive face on this. I'm sorry.
Right.
I see nothing but the light, man. I see the light. I really am. And let me tell you something for the record, so y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm a diehard New York sports fan. And I love the New York Knicks, and I'm going to stay right there with that statement. Let that move on. Okay.
Yeah, that's
I really, really love the Rangers. That's working out. But I am married. I am blood brother. I am totally entrenched in everything blue from North Jersey, and that's the New York Giants. Nothing against the Jets, who are really – we have to watch out for them over our shoulders.
Yeah, they got
the
some pieces.
We played them in week 7, I think. So
they
we got to look over our shoulder
season
at that squad. They are really I make a living almost out of dogging them out. But I'm having a hard time trying to get that together this year. So
hey man, we're gonna be good, Joe. We're gonna be good. Hey, don't worry about it, my brother, because it's about that time, man. It's that time of year. It's that time of year. Remember, 07?
But we win the Super Bowl every 4 years or so, don't we?
Exactly.
And
Chris, what's the script, Chris? Giants missed the playoffs, Coughlin on the hot seat, not much expected from them this season. That's how it played out the last two Super Bowl runs. So the shit is pretty, the script is pretty much set the way it's been the last two times.
So, Sam, what we got to do? We got to be 6-6 and be 12 and then go, okay, we ready?
No.
I'm sorry.
I hope not.
We got to be 8-2.
No, but what I'm saying from this standpoint is whenever the Giants are not expected to do much that year, we usually turn around and prove the doubters wrong. It's when we have expectations attached to us, they wet the fucking bed. So being that they don't have any expectations this year,
but
I'm looking forward to them.
Do me a favor real quick, Sam. Give me 10 seconds of your closing comment.
I'm ready.
10 seconds, bro.
I'm ready for the season, and I'm going to be down there in Philly with you for the game.
All right. Okay, Robbie, 10 seconds, baby.
I mean, I'm ready for the season like you just said, man. You know, we're bleeding blue all year, man. Let's just get it underway, baby. Let's go.
Marlo.
I want this to start. I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to make some noise this year, and I'm so thinking about it. I'm actually buying Madden this year, and I haven't brought that in decades.
And the Big O.
Odell Beckham Jr. on
himself.
The cover. Still going
to
get it.
Yeah.
Same thing, man. Bleed blue. You know, I'm ready for this thing to happen, man. And like, that's all I can say, man. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. You know what, gentlemen? This has been a fantastic thing. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, calling in. I'm going to give an early, real quick thanks to the Big O, Marlo, Asim, and my man Robbie for hollering at us this weekend. Hey,
sure,
let's just bleed blue and get this shit over with. Can we do that?
Get going. get it.
Bleed blue, baby, all day
long.
Have a good one. Till next week, gentlemen.
All right.